everybody, and welcome to Silver Medal. Silver Medal's back. So I decided that I'm going to change up Silver Medal's kind of design a little bit. We're going to make it a little bit more, like, friendly, and we're going to not make it friendly at the same time. And we're just going to end up just turning this into a giant ball of shit. Basically, it's either going to go up in flames or it's going to fly to the heavens. Either way.
Okay, every episode of Cast Ranger.
No, Cast Ranger has a topic. That's the new thing that's going on with this one, is that this show, Silver Medal, until Dino Charge comes back, there's no topic.
That'll be like, what, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, like...
End of the month.
End of the month, Dino Charge comes back. Then we'll have a Dino Charge discussion, then we'll have a discussion after that. Not a topic, but a discussion in general. So, as of right now, there's nothing that we're going to be talking about other than maybe some other shows that we're talking about. It could be anything Americanized. It could be the American Godzilla, which is shitty. Dino Thunder, Dino Charge, Dino Might.
Someone has Dino on the brain.
Dino.
Dinosaur King.
So before we get off with everything, let's cue the roll call.
Insert metal.
Raining from the capital, Silvercaster, Overkill!
Explorer from the unknown, Yellowcaster, Auto Guard.
Ready to break
all the limits, Goldcaster, Arrow.
Captain of the Milky Seas, Navycaster, Trenchman.
From Royal to Ranger, Orangecaster, Noble.
Bringing Tokusatsu to the West.
Cast Ranger.
Silver Medal!
Game on!
And welcome back.
Yay.
So, anyone want to kick off the conversation with anything they've seen recently that would be pretty good to watch? To listen to?
I actually finished Dino Charge.
Well, I haven't finished that yet, actually. I'm 2 episodes behind.
It's not too bad.
So, but...
It was beautiful.
So, about Dino Charge, though, in general, like, do you guys actually think this is a better show? Like, in general, as let's say, let's not put it as a merit as, oh my god, it's way better than Super Mega Force. But, because it is.
But it is, though.
But it is. I get that part. But
you can't hide the truth.
Is it a good show on its own merit? Like, yes, it came out after Super Mega Force, so it got like a lot of like hype because it had a good writer and it had a good director and everything. But does it stand up on its own merit? And why does it stand up on its own merit compared to other shows in general? Like other shows of the Power Ranger franchise? Like I don't. People say it's like it's the new RPM. But I don't think it's kind of
see that comparison in a little bit.
Yeah, like people
it's
are
the same writer.
Well, what was the show before RPM?
It was Jungle Fury.
Yeah, exactly. Jungle Fury was shit. So, and then RPM was good because compared to Jungle Fury, RPM was like goddamn the Matrix.
Yeah, it was pretty good in comparison.
Take Mad Max and Terminator and throw in Power Rangers.
Yeah,
damn. Pretty much.
But like. As I've said this before on Silver Medal, RPM may be a good show, but it doesn't stand up on its own merit. If you've plucked someone out of the natural wild, put them down in front of RPM, he'll go, "What the fuck is this?" You know.
But that's debatable.
But if you pluck someone out of the wild and make them watch Space, they're gonna love Space because Space.
I feel like that may be a little trickier to do because like. Within Space, it has, like, 3 or 4 years of, five seasons worth of backstory.
Yeah, because Space was the season finale of the Zordon franchise,
yeah,
right?
There's so much mythos in that when it all culminates in the end, it's different for someone watching just that season versus someone who's been following it since the beginning.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, and then with RPM, it's its own thing, so you can literally just drop someone on that and be like, oh, hey, this is actually kind of cool, which I have done. I've made people watch just RPM and they like it just on its own thing without having seen any other Power Rangers stuff.
Yeah.
I'm actually on In Space now. Since I've started on Cast Ranger, I have finished Mighty Morphin from Season 2. And I want to say Thursday, I finished Turbo.
Yesterday, I found a... Oh my god, this is going to be so scandalous. I found a torrent of every Power Ranger series ever. Up to Super Megaforce. Well, like, all of it. Like, every episode... From the DVDs, so they're at least remastered HD, all the way from the beginning to Super Megaforce.
That's not that bad.
And it's like a terabyte, but it's great. Like, I watched, I just got to Jungle Fury, and I'm like, I have to watch this, really? I know how it ends. Like, all do right. I have to? Like, okay, go ahead.
It's at least better than, you know, something that came right before it.
What, Operation Overdrive?
Yeah.
Okay. My opinion here on Operation Overdrive is the same opinion that I had for Lost Galaxy. It's a good show.
It's a good show that didn't turn out well.
Exactly. But you know what? It kept me watching.
Oh, well, I guess that didn't shove then. That's the whole point of the show, to make people watch it.
It kept me interested. I was like, holy shit! They stole all the gems! Holy shit! They got the hat! Oh my god! Hold the fuck! Okay, I gotta watch the next episode! Like,
I'm pretty sure I fell off of that for a little while, and then I saw, like, the ending.
I watched Linkara's review of it, and even he goes, it's not a terrible show, it's just poorly executed.
Yeah, but no, somehow he finds that to be still worse than Super Megaforce.
Okay, well, okay. The Super Megaforce is a super form upon a fucking shitty show. If they just made Power Ranger Pirates, it would have been better. On its own merit, it would have been a better show.
I actually enjoyed the first, like, half of Super Megaforce.
You like the Ghost Ager footage show?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they only had, like, I think me and a friend of mine watched all of Power Rangers Megaforce, and there was only like 6 hours of live action footage, but 15 hours of Sentai footage.
Yep.
Because they put
episode 2.
What?
I said I couldn't get past episode 2.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Like episode 2 is just the worst.
Like I tried, I couldn't do it, and then I tried again with Super, I couldn't do it.
Well, you had to watch regular to get the Super. There's no way you could just watch one.
I just watched Super.
You didn't watch the finale.
All of us watched the finale together, didn't we? Because we were doing it for Silver Metal.
Yeah.
No, I mean the finale for Megaforce.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah, no, for Super Megaforce, we all watched it together.
Wasn't that on a Cast Ranger episode?
That was Silver Metal, the season finale.
No. No, you guys talked about the season finale of Super Megaforce on Cast Ranger, but that was when you were coming up with the idea.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you said you wanted to do Silver Metal for Dino Charge.
Oh, yes, that was right. I wanted to have Silver Metal for Dino Charge because I saw the first episode early, and I was like, we need to do this.
They make its own podcast.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Black and then, hookers.
I love how my friends think they're funny is pretty much dead because
none of the other guys are funny.
Yeah, none of the other guys are funny.
There's not much footage as much as there used to be.
Yeah. Well, they do because I'm not there to yell, scream, and rant.
And the last time where we were both on the last episode, that was hilarious, but then they lost that footage.
Yeah, we lost all the footage, like everything.
You're making some really hilarious jokes and killing me.
It's the reason why, like, when... Okay, well, I'm going to plug another podcast in my podcast, because it's my podcast, and I'll do whatever I want. In Rider Time Radio, we for the first, like, 20 minutes, all we did was shoot the shit about how shitty the fucking Fize is.
Wait, that was fun.
Wait, you don't like Fize?
No! Fuck no! Do I like cell phone glow stick man? No thanks. Fuck that.
Okay, but I will agree with you on one thing. The story for Fize is
not that great.
It's emo and it's terrible, and the guy doesn't know how to eat ramen.
Well, no, I think the problem is just that, like, it's like the first Divergent movie. There's so many questions, but none of them get answered.
Yeah, no, not until, like, not until Decade, anyway.
Yeah, and then Blade happened, which, in my opinion, is the worst Heisei era show.
Yeah, we're not getting into that.
Yes, but anyways.
But...
if we're going to have to at some point on RTR.
Oh, man, whatever. We'll eventually get to that. But let's say, like... Oh, man. So... Who here is watching Ruby?
I am. I just saw the movie today. That
so was, did you see the season finale?
For which?
Episode of this season.
Season finale hasn't...
yeah, because this episode is the season finale. The episode that came in on Saturday was the season finale for... The mid-season finale for Ruby.
I thought the mid-season was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Well, Matt Holm just made a post on saying that, like, hey, we're not doing Ruby for another, like, 3 to 4 weeks.
Nah, I must have missed that, but...
But...
The whole thing was Cinder and her crew.
Yeah, but did you see the Power Ranger reference at the... At the when Cinder was stealing the power from the elemental, the guardian, yeah, when the bug came out and it grabbed onto her face, it was the same way that one of the I can't remember where it was. It was a comment I saw. It was the same way that one of the Power Rangers lost their powers. I can't remember where it was because I don't have the comment pulled up.
Yeah,
but
I'm trying to think what season that would have been. I have no idea.
It's a standalone season. It's not one of the main six. So I don't know. I'm trying to think, but I can't. I don't want to have dead air. So fuck it. If yeah, I think I about it, like, I'll think about it. I'll say it on the next Silver Medal. But right now, it's eluding me. Or I'll randomly in the middle of a conversation go, that's what it is!
Yep.
So, yeah, so that's pretty cool. I like Ruby. Ruby's a good show.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Should watch it.
A lot of people are giving it flack because it's not a real anime because it's made in America, so it's more a cartoon. Blah-de-blah-de-blah. And then I go, it got distributed in Japan with Japanese dubs, and they're loving it. So go fuck yourself.
So my favorite manga series is Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, no, and another thing about Scott Pilgrim, a lot of people are saying that Scott Pilgrim isn't a manga. It's a Americanized drama. Yeah, like a novel. It's not a manga because it's not done by a Japanese man in Japan who's working 12 hours a day.
He's Asian. He's just Canadian.
No, he's Asian. I didn't even know that. Congratulations, I know something new.
Yay.
man, so getting back into the Power Rangers for a second. So who here has actually watched all of RPM all the way through?
Me, like 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
Favorite season.
What is your favorite episode of RPM?
I would have to say Ranger Blue. It's the one where they do all the silly poking fun at all the tropes. Like, the one where, like, Dr. K's got them all sitting in the room with the screens. And it's like,
oh, the
questions, ask
yeah.
me now.
The Breaking the Fourth Wall episode.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
Why do the cars have googly eyes?
Why does the car have eyes? The car doesn't have eyes.
Yeah, it looks like it has big googly
anime eyes.
Yeah. Why does it have eyes? It doesn't have eyes. Like, those are eyes!
Or one of my favorites is, like, I can't help but notice a giant fireball behind me every time I morph.
Oh, like, and then they utilize that in that episode.
I know. I thought that was hysterical. It's
that's
like,
great.
You see that? Like, it's not as big, but it's still.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite episode would actually have to be the behind-the-scenes episode.
Oh, yeah, that's the mid-season finale episode.
I thought that episode was cool, but it felt kind of weird. Just like,
well, they did the same thing with Dino Thunder. No. Yeah, Dino Thunder. The one with the crystals. Yeah, because they did they made fun of the Sentai for copying them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
How dare you copy us?
That's actually the only episode I had to skip of Dino Thunder because I got 10 minutes into it. Nope.
What? Why?
Really?
Just the The dub.
Oh, the dub is terrible.
Hysterical.
But it was great.
It was terrible, but it was hilarious.
I loved it.
I like the concept behind it.
Is it bad that I saw that when it actually aired? Because I was watching Power Rangers at the time.
No.
But here's the thing. I actually watched that episode live, like, when it happened. But when I watched it, that was the first episode of that show I watched. So I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
I mean, that episode makes a lot more sense than the first episode.
Sure. So, anyone else have a favorite episode?
It's a little hard to choose one episode, but I think just for one simple fact, the first episode, just for the simple fact at the end of it, what's his name? Dylan says, "What's a Power Ranger?"
Now, what's a Power Ranger?
Like,
bits of it here and there, but yeah, it's rare.
Yeah.
So if I had to go by past seasons, ooh, that's actually tough.
I still, you know what? I still go with, other than Mesagog, I would go with Super Megaforce for the Emperor, just because they actually copied the Emperor from Sentai very closely.
Oh, Emperor Mavro?
Yeah.
The fact that all he did was sit in his chair.
Yeah, and but also, like, with the Prince, too. Like, the Prince is also copied very well.
Oh, because.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So, like, they actually did a very good job. Oh, God, I almost vomited.
No, I was actually writing on my blog, like, basically, what I thought about Super Megaforce. All the villains practically did nothing.
Absolutely. Like, they pushed buttons and then shot monsters down.
Besides from that, they just stood around, did nothing.
Until the last couple episodes, then they did something and died.
You did something.
Well, no, in the fourth episode, the villain went down and kicked the ass of the Power Rangers before they used the Ranger keys.
True.
So he did something. I don't know.
And, I don't know. It could be worse. You could have Grimlord for a villain.
Oh, God.
I will take over the real world. Why? You're already in control of the virtual reality.
What about Captain Cleavage from
Turbo?
Turbo, yeah.
Oh, Diva Talks.
She's so useless. All she is a good pair of tits.
And even then, you only really got to see them in the movie.
Yeah.
They changed her costume for the actual show.
Yeah.
That's boobies.
Then General Havoc showed up and then left.
And then immediately left.
And then he got annihilated by this Z-Wave.
Yep.
Just like everybody else.
So apparently there's a planet where... this is extended lore for Power Rangers, so it's part of an ongoing extended lore universe. There's a planet that when the Z-Wave went out from Zordon, blocked the energy from the Z-Wave, and on the dark side of the planet, that's where Lord Zed's son was. Because then he wasn't destroyed by the Z-Wave, because the planet blocked the Z-Wave and it coned around it and missed him completely. And that's how Lord Zed's son and Rita Repulsa's son survived the Z-Wave to be able to do the 20-year anniversary.
Oh, okay, here's what I think. So, really think about this. I can't remember his name, but Lord Zed's son. What if he's just Lord Zed's son, but he calls himself Rita's son as well, since Rita was the last one for Zed to marry?
The problem with that is that he has Rita Repulsa's, like, features.
Fair enough.
What?
Being looking like an elderly Japanese woman?
Basically. He looks like an avocado fucking an older avocado.
That's Deadpool.
He definitely has the Lord Zed look, but for the Rita part of him, I think it was more, he takes more from Rito's side, with that one half of his face is like skeletal and nasty.
Yeah.
Well, you guys all failed. I'm going to send in a monster. Gee.
How original.
It's not like your parents tried that.
You know what? Succeeded. I'm just gonna say this right now. He's the first. He's the first guy to destroy the fucking
Morphin Grid.
The Morphin Grid, though.
Yeah.
To actively destroy the Morphin Grid. That is, you know, fucking tough.
Yeah.
It was so tough they had to get fucking Alpha to go fix it.
Alpha 6.
Yeah. Oh god, don't know.
Yo.
The wisecracking Alpha.
No, it's just bad Alpha with a stupid voice.
Racist Alpha.
With a Brooklyn accent.
Yeah.
Apparently robots have accents.
Well, they could if they were designed by someone with an accent.
Like, then again, I shouldn't be complaining since I'm the Transformer guy here.
Yeah.
Oh, since you're the Transformer guy, how many Power Ranger references are in the new Transformers show?
Oh. I don't know. The only good reference I laughed at today was in the Atop the Fourth Wall movie, where you have the voice actor of Vegeta from DBZ Abridged, and he's by a box.
Lanny Fedor?
Yeah, and the box on it, it says Nappa. All he has to say is, God damn it.
Yeah. Yep.
Damn it, Nappa.
God damn it, Nappa. Yeah, that I haven't fully watched the Top the Fourth movie. It's actually on my watch later list. I just haven't had the need.
Oh, I finally had the time to watch it this morning, so.
Yeah, I haven't watched it at all. Like, all day today I've been working, so.
I won't spoil anything. All I'll say is that.
Well, I watched the first two parts, so.
Okay.
So,
I haven't seen any of it.
I got to the point where they had the clone show up, the robot, and that was about it. Someone loaded up PlayStation.
I think that was me, which is my turning off my phone.
Oh.
No, eh, Crunch Fan?
Hmm.
Gar, you're such a good writer. You even have an evil dimensional clone of yourself. Where do you think I got the idea from that?
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the, what do you guys think about, like, when you think about, like, references in general, like, for just, like, who here? Okay, I don't want to spoil Star Wars, so I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to talk about Star Wars Episode 6, all right? And how they remastered it to put Anakin in his
Oh, you mean Hayden Christensen as Anakin? I know a lot of people hate that choice. I'm actually okay with it, just because in the original cut, like, you know, years and years ago, we had no idea what Anakin actually looked like before he got stuck in the suit. Now that we know what he looks like, I think it's okay for
here's the thing. Why would they have him stand there in the Darth Vader suit to begin with? In the original cut, it was Darth Vader who was there.
No, it wasn't.
It was an elderly actor.
I believe it was supposed to be him out of the suit and the way he used to look.
I have to watch the tapes again, because I have the original three on VHS.
The real problem is if they inserted Hayden Christensen, why didn't they insert Ian McGregor instead of
CGI Yoda?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing about Ian McGregor being there. He didn't want to be in the show anymore.
Yeah.
He said, like, he hated doing Star Wars because everything was in the studio, and they were like, just swing your sword and we'll just add it in post. So, have you seen the behind-the-scenes footage of them just swinging swords randomly in the middle of a green screen room?
Yeah,
I've seen some of the behind-the-scenes.
Yeah,
stuff
it's
that.
Stupid. He hated that. He's like, I'm a method actor. I'm not a fucking regular actor. I don't give a shit.
McGregor who said that? Or
yeah,
was it
he's like, I hated it. Like, the guy who was playing Obi-Wan.
Well, I remember the original actor who did it for, like, 4, 5, and 6 said he didn't really like being on Star Wars because he's classically trained and all that, but I don't remember Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor, the only thing that he liked about it was that he had a lightsaber, but then he would go, yum, 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 whenever he was swinging the sword on set. Like, if he was recording, and they would go, yum, yum. And so would Aiden Christensen would do the same thing when they would hit each other. When they would hit each other with the sticks, they would go psh, 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 like that.
Let's be honest here. If it was us there, we would be doing the exact same damn thing.
No, except Gar would probably be doing it the same way that fucking that Kamen Rider Fies would do it.
That actually borrowed the lightsaber sound effect a little bit.
They did the same effect. They didn't borrow the sound effect itself. They did is they just passed a microphone in front of a speaker and they made the same sound.
Challenge accepted. Just take footage from Fies and add in like a John Williams track.
Do it. Do it. While you're at it, have it say like, I forgot what his Hesots is, what it says when he does
Exceed
it.
Exceed charge.
So whenever he goes to cut off like the bottom half of
whatever.
The redheaded guy.
Oh.
From episode one. With a double lightsaber.
Oh, Darth Maul?
Darth Maul. When he goes to cut off Darth Maul's like bottom half, it goes, Exceed charge. Jumps up, slices him in half. There you go. Perfect.
I shall have to try.
That will be funny.
Then you get taken down by Toku and Disney.
Yeah.
Toku and Disney will both sue you.
Did you hear about the fan creation they want to do? They actually asked Toku for the rights to Kamen Rider Gaim because they want to do a fan show based off of Kamen Rider Gaim. And they were trying to get funding for it on Indiegogo, but Toku took them down.
You mean Toei?
Yeah, Toei, sorry. Toei took them down.
The entire genre of Toku is against them.
Yeah. Godzilla came by, it's like, you can do that.
Even though a lot of the Toku is by other companies.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like
just talking
Toei,
about
yeah, Toei
Toku took, being a, Toei being a villain.
Yeah, like Toei took them down saying like, well, I know that you're trying to raise money so that you could buy the license from us, but you have to have the license before you can ask for money from other people. Yeah. Like, they were actually being really respectful about it. They weren't like, take it down, fuck you, die to fire. They were they emailed them and said, hey, you can't do this. You have to buy the license from us. Here's the price of the license.
I would actually love to make an adaptation of Guy.
Well, I hope you have $1.5 million.
Jeez.
Challenge accepted.
Because that's what they asked for.
Damn.
They wanted because they wanted all 48 episodes raw, unedited.
Jesus.
So they can do, because that's how Power Rangers does it. They go, okay, here's the money. Give us the raw, unedited footage.
Well, yeah, that makes sense, because that way they can dub in their own ADR and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if it were me, I wouldn't want all 48 episodes. I would actually end it off where all the writers fight off the Overlord guy.
Actually, yeah, I would end it right when Roshuo died.
No, I would end it off where Gaim finally gets, like, his final form.
Yeah, that's when Roshuo died. Because he was fighting Roshuo in that episode.
Right, that was Roshuo.
Yeah, I would end it right there with Roshuo dying.
Right.
Because he's like, you're not strong enough to defeat me. And he's like, fuck you, I control plants too. Like...
Fuck you, plants.
Fuck your plants. I have better plants. I'm made of plants.
The red one or the white one? I'm trying to remember.
What? Roshuo was the big... The one that gave... That killed Sid.
Yeah, the white one.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about... Like,
Cherry Energy Squash.
Demushu, the red one, shows up.
Yeah, I think Demushu was the one that Coda...
Demushu was the red one. First. The strong one that basically got his ass kicked by... By Coda. No, Kodo. No, whatever. Fucking goddamn.
Yeah, it was Coda and Kiwami. That was the first time he used it.
No, well, I'm talking about when... Oh, man. I'm drawing a blank on his name. Banana Arms. First used the Genesis Driver and wrecked his fucking face. Because he was fighting him, and then he turned the bow around his shoulder, flung it back, and hit him in the face with it. And then he's like, I'm out of here. Fuck you. I was like, I have teleport powers. And I'm like, I'm stronger than you. Oh. So basically, that's the end of that. But
you know,
like,
what though? If we did adapt Gaim in America, do you think the figures would have like the going like via the toy line and all that? Do you think the figures would still be able to do the arms change gimmick?
I think that's the gimmick they would bring down.
Yeah,
that would if they wouldn't do. They wouldn't do the same gimmick that they did with the toy line, the original toy line for Mighty Morphin, where they had the shield removable. I think they would have the ability to have the form change riders down. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they would do if they did bring it down in general. But the problem with it is that the guy who does, well, Saban doesn't want anything to do with Kamen Rider. Like, at all.
Even though he had a contract for 3 years, where even Toei said, all right, we give you 3 years, you can do whatever Kamen Rider show you want, go right ahead.
And he only did two.
Cars have the Power Rider
copyright. The copyright of that.
Now, that died out a long time ago, but yeah, he had it for a while. Yeah, because I looked into it a while.
Yeah, all the copyrights for Kamen Rider are no longer being held in America. Like, you could actually have whatever you want for Rider.
Yeah.
So, that's a thing that's, like, you anyone who has $1.5 million could actually go and buy a Rider series and redub it. Could do whatever they want with it. And I think that there one company needs to do this with Gaim. And here's the reason why. You can get kids to eat fruits.
Exactly.
Think about that. Just think about the fact that kids these days are not eating any fruit. And if you did the same thing they did with fucking Star Wars with the BB-8 oranges, you could you could actually get kids to eat fruit. Like orange arms, banana arms,
grape arms,
melon arms. All of them can be converted to English very easily because arms is already a thing. Arms. Like, it could be anything. Durian is going to be the hardest one. Like, durian, they're going to have to think of something else that looks like a durian. Like, it's going to be like sea urchin arms. Like,
they might just not include Bravo.
They have to because he is a pivotal part in the middle of the show.
The only thing that I could see them not doing is Blood Gaim and
that's movies.
Yeah, those are movie ones.
So those don't matter.
Skip all the movie stuff.
They normally don't use movie stuff except for that one lava guy that they used in Turbo.
Oh yeah, the one that became Dark Spectre.
Well, yeah.
They used to use a lot of movie stuff. A lot of the Versus movies got turned into the crossovers.
Yeah, that's true.
Not really.
But they took a couple scenes here and there. It's not much.
I think there's only one crossover that... Yeah, Lightspeed and Cross Galaxy is the only one I know of where they actually use Sentai footage. Everything else is new footage.
It's so terrible.
It definitely wasn't Forever Red, which was redubbed in Japanese, and they loved it.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, they love Power Rangers over there. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they redub it with the original actors.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that being done to SPD. I didn't know they did it with anything else.
They did it with SPD. They did it with Ryuki. They did it with
Samurai.
A Samurai. They did it with
Megaforce.
No, RPM. Because RPM was so different that they were like they just released it as Power. Was it? They're not calling it Power Rangers in Japan. It's like Powerful Rangers.
No, that was just a joke Akiba Ranger did.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I thought that was a thing.
No, that was just a joke from Akiba Ranger.
Okay. But like, yeah, there's that, and like they did not Jungle Fury, the one just before Jungle Fury, the Operation Overdrive.
No, they did Jungle Fury.
Did they do Jungle Fury with redubbing?
Yeah, because they did a whole lot of product placement for the Spirit Rangers.
Oh, okay. I know Operation Overdrive was like big there because they I guess no one liked what the original show was anyway.
Go
that
on, Drew.
Bokenger, right?
Bokenger, yeah.
Oh, Overdrive, sorry. Yeah, Bokenger had a weak story. It was very weak.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
I just love the song from it.
Actually, going back to the Spirit Rangers quickly, did you guys hear about how Bandai of America are releasing more Ranger keys for this year?
Well, there's like a million of them that they haven't released yet. I mean, sticking with the RPM theme, they didn't ever give us a RPM black key. I had to go buy the Galandra key set from Gokaiger to get that key.
If Gokaiger's still releasing keys and still profitable, I don't think that Bandai of America is going to let that go either.
Are they releasing drums to make the sound?
It depends on the set.
Okay.
Yeah, the new one that just came out, the Lost Edition, when I got it, it didn't have any sound barrels because it all uses keys that are from shows that are programmed into the Mobirits.
Oh, okay.
But the Tokyuger one comes with a sound barrel.
Aren't we getting the Ninja ones as well or no?
I hope not.
You know they're gonna do it for the end to the end of time. Just how they're gonna have lock seeds to the end of time, like.
As long as they're making Gaiden movies, they'll keep making Lockseed.
The Ghost Lockseed has already been leaked. Like,
I have not seen that, so
it's already been leaked, but it's just basically a photo of someone who works in a factory somewhere taking a picture from his phone.
So I'm gonna wait for an actual article.
No. It's just a picture of Ghost's face, and then flipped inside is Ghost's driver, and it's blurry and it's terrible. And the only way I saw it was I saw it on a webpage that I was looking at for Rider Town when we were doing Ghost, because I was like, I was looking for episodes of Ghost to watch watch, and I saw that and I was like, oh, that looks terrible, go away.
You guys want to know something hilarious about Sentai real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Apparently in South Korea, they're broadcast under the name Power Rangers. There's a list on the on Wikipedia right now, which goes from Dino Thunder to Kyoryuger, and the names of this thing are hilarious.
Well, name them off.
Okay, well, Abra Ranger and Deca Ranger are still broadcast under the same names we use in America, so it's Dino Thunder and SPD. Magi Ranger got turned into Magic Force. Bokenger is Treasure Force. Geki Ranger is Wild Spirits. Goanger is Engine Force. Gal Ranger is Jungle Force.
They also
got Go-Busters.
Oh, that one's even more hilarious. Let's see. Ghostager is Miracle Force. Gokaiger is Captain Force. Go-Busters is just Go-Busters. So the name is Power Rangers Go-Busters. Kyoryuger is Dino Force, and Tokyuger, which is the current one that they're doing, is Train Force.
Train Force. I was going to say, yeah, I kind of see a pattern here somewhere.
I still just love the fact that Avaranger and Decaranger are under Dino Thunder and SPD.
Is it bad that I actually like the show now? I like shows now because of the show ahead of it is so shitty. Like, I miss Tokyuger because it actually had some humor in it compared to Ninja, which is just shit. And then when the next one, when Minecraft Ranger comes out, I'm going to be like, well, Ninja had ninjas in it. This just has blocks.
Best Zord building toys ever.
They're going to be like those baby blocks, man, that have letters on them.
No, Saban's just going to look at it and like, and I thought the trains were bad.
Yeah, he's going to be like, I'm glad I'm making two seasons of ninjas.
Because, yeah, Tokyuger only got skipped because, according to Saban, it's too childish or preschoolish.
No, yeah, because of the whole imagination thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, like I've already told Anthony back in the past.
Got to get back?
Back in Anime North.
Samurai Jack. Sorry, I keep cutting you off. You say back in the past, and I was like, back in the past, Samurai Jack. Sorry, go on.
Take in the ninja suits and mecha, but use the Tokyuger villains.
So you're going to use the fucking... You're going to use Grimace?
Yes.
Oh, God.
No! McDonald's will sue! You get to pay royalties at McDonald's.
So much marketing.
Yeah,
marketing.
I would love to see that in the McDonald's store. Pick up the new, Tokyuger Grimace model.
Jeez.
Oh, and they're gonna have the cookie. They're gonna have the fucking Hamburglar, and he's gonna have a fucking Gokai He's gonna be like a Gokai wrist morpher. I'm just gonna go cut myself.
Jeez.
Tokuja was terrible. Anyway. Well, that's enough for today. You know how Silver Metal is. It's usually a little bit shorter than it is to set than it is to Power Ranger than Cast Ranger.
Yep.
Yep.
So thank you guys for watching. Listening. Listening.
How can you watch it?
Because I'm gonna put it on YouTube. Shut up. I don't know. This could be a giant Minecraft logo because that's what I'm recording it on. So thank you for listening. I would like some feedback on how this is going, because you know, if you want me to continue doing this whole off the cuff, no topic thing that we're doing here, this is a little bit of a test episode, if you will. Too bad.
Well, I enjoyed it.
I think it's a way better idea than having topics. Like, topics is nice for a show as structured as Cast Ranger is, but having an off-the-cuff, talk about whatever the fuck we want Americanized or Japanese or Korean or whatever.
Yeah, just shooting the shit is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, you're not being restricted.
Yeah. Like, I think the only thing we need, we're going to need to work on it some more, but, you know, other than that, thank you for watching, listening, fapping. See you later.
Good night!
Bye!
Bye-bye.
I said
do the outro!